Well, we have the spinach and the lettuce, cabbage, and the corn.
Carrots, onions, red beets.
Red beets. And kohlrabi, you know what they are. You don't know what a kohlrabi is?
Kohlrabi, huh?
You don't know.
Well,
got your beet there.
Yes, you have. I'm city boy, that would be
a good one. Well, they call it kohlrabi.
Kohlrabi.
What do they look like?
Well, you have something
your seed catalog and cook
like a turnip, but it grows on top like a cabbage, you know, only it's solid, just like a
just a little, grows on top of the ground, just a little ball, mm-hmm. a solid ball, and it's the core is goody like the core of a cabbage. And you peel it, and I like to eat them raw. I go out in the garden and eat them raw. You can buy them in the store. Kohlrabi.
What about, you mentioned carrots. My father-in-law's father-in-law tells me how to plant things in my garden. I'm a new gardener. He told me to plant something along with the carrots. The carrots take a long time to germinate. These other things come up right away. Little red things.
Will it be the red beet?
No. The red.
Red beet.
No, they weren't beet. They were
little reddish.
Yeah, reddish.
Reddish. Yeah, it'd be a little reddish,
huh?
I planted them right with the carrots.
And you planted the radishes with the carrots?
And the radishes came up, of course, and broke the ground nice with carrots.
Yeah, the carrots come up pretty fine. They're awful fine. When they come up, carrots are very fine.
Yes, you've got to be awful careful. It's just a little too thick. They don't do much.
Oh, mine were awfully thick, and I didn't know enough to get them thin. But they just grew around each other. I had big, long carrots twisted.
Yeah.
They were funny-looking things, but they were good carrots.
Yeah. If you have good soil, the soil is good, they'll grow.
Now, I like a slice of big red
tomato. Raw tomato, you like them raw?
Oh, yeah. That's the best way. Right out of the garden, without washing them. Don't wash them.
Beans.
Not washing them.
We raise.
I like salt on them raw.
Beans? What kind of beans?
Green beans.
You ever call them anything else?
Well, some call them wax beans, but them are the yellow ones.
Snap beans, what's a snap bean? And they have some they call them snap
beans. Lima beans, too, of course.
Lima bean is the same as a butter bean?
Butter bean, yeah.
You call a snap bean and a green bean, same thing, I suppose.
I guess so.
Well, the green bean they call sometimes snap beans, you know.
Do you ever eat the tops of the turnips or beets or dandelions?
Oh, yes.
What do you call that? We're going to cook some...
Dandelion.
What do you call it?
Well, we don't cook dandelion. We eat it raw.
But you wouldn't call it cooking up some greens?
Well, they cook it, yeah, but I guess they cook the spinach. I like that cooked. I enjoy that cooked.
Some people do, I know.
And turnip tops, you can buy at the restaurant. They have turnip tops.
You take that, though, and put a sauce over it, put hard-boiled eggs to it. That's what makes it good.
My wife will eat spinach raw. She doesn't like it cooked. I like it cooked.
Yeah, that's what we make with too. They'd rather have it raw.
She eats a lot of things like that. But onions, you mentioned onions. Now, you have any different names for onions? Types? Green onions, spring onions, shallots, scallions?
Green onions. Of course, then we let some of them live. Till they get ripe, you know, and put them up for winter.
Now on the ear of corn, there you got it before you can eat it. You have to pull off the
husk, shuck or husk, the silks.
Well, then of course we do raise some sweet potatoes too, sometimes.
On the top of the corn stalk, you have the
tonsil.
And the kind of corn that you serve on the cob to eat.
Roasting ears, corn on the cob, or roasting ears.
You would call it sweet corn?
Yeah, it could be called sweet corn.
And two kind of melons that you might eat in the summer would be the watermelon or the
mushroom.